Hi there, Louise. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Van wanted me to get on the line to get you the details, to answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a very reduced rate for your well-established business. And happy Monday to you, by the way, Louise. Okay. How's your day going so far?
We didn't work today because it was raining, so I'm doing kind of office work today.
It's going well. Good. I'm glad to hear that. And it's working out well for us, too, because we have the opportunity to speak with you about this exclusive listing that only did just become available for kind of the greater Houston metro area. Now, our job is to get your phone ringing, okay? Residential clients who need your services will be able to call you directly. They'll be able to find your company as one of their top options without already knowing the name of your business. So, you know, they don't have to type in Southland Construction Services, but what they will type in is painting contractor near me or kitchen remodeling contractor, bathroom remodel, you know, whatever they might type in, interior painting contractor. Now, do you prefer the bigger jobs, or would you do like cabinets or countertops? I mean, do you want like the whole remodel?
We do good remodels. I mean, we do from painting to bathroom remodels or kitchen remodels. We do pretty much everything.
You do pretty much everything, including, you know, if someone just didn't want the whole kitchen remodel, they just want new cabinets, they can call you too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, the reason that I'm asking...
You want to paint the cabinets, you know, and we do that, too.
Cabinet install, cabinet repair, refacing even. So you're able to do a lot, and it's really residential that you're focusing on. You're not looking for any commercial work at all?
No, not commercial right now.
Okay, that's fine, because it is designed to get your phone ringing, and we want to make sure that we're targeting those high-end residential clients. Now, when we get your phone ringing, get you on that first page of Google and Bing, you are able to take on more work. I mean, I know that you're an established company, you're not struggling for work, you've got people that have used you in the past and will even use you again and recommend you to their friends and family, but you can still take on new work from new customers, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I do have customers, but not as much as I like to.
You would like to take on
more.
Okay.
Perfect. Oh, yeah.
Well, keep in mind this is not designed to inundate you with more phone calls or more work than you can take on, nor is it designed for a company starving for work. But well-established businesses, someone like you, someone who can handle at least a little bit more work here and there and still provide quality work, this is ideal for you because, like I said, we're going to build a website for you. We'll be able to use photos of the work that you've done, talk about your services and, of course, your experience, and you'll get calls directly from people who need your services. And by the time they call you after seeing your website, they're pretty serious about hiring you. So it's very, very different than, you know, lead-based service where you pay for the lead and, you know, you fight it out with your competitors in a bidding war and you pay for that lead whether you get the job or not, right? But we'll do very targeted marketing. You'll show up in the local map or the PAC result that pops up. You'll be on Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different directories. All of that content talking about your services and your service area and then linking back to the website. Now, you are servicing at least most of the Houston metro area, right? At least your side of it, right?
Yeah, I'm kind of I don't know if you are familiar with the Houston area.
I am very familiar with Houston. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, you know, I got like clients like Uptown, Sugarland, Cinco Ranch, Memorial area.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, kind of based on those areas. I mean, I don't really like to go. Sometimes I got to go to Woodlands, and it's okay. You know, I mean, there's a good base of clients over there.
There is,
but I'd rather stay on the other side of town, not to travel that much.
That's what I was thinking. You kind of want to stay to the west and the north of it, you know, kind of up and down the 90 and around, you know, Cypress, Tomball, the Woodlands. You're not necessarily going into Houston itself, and you really don't necessarily want to be found in Pearland or Pasadena or anything like that, right?
Yeah,
Sugarland,
no,
Sugarland no, no. to the south, up and around, of course, Katy, Cypress, Tomball, Woodlands, even Spring, okay? So,
oh yeah, there you go.
That's perfect. That's perfect for you. Now, it is also going to use paid ads. Now, excuse me. The local listing might get you, well, I mean, it would get you Katy for sure. Cinco Ranch, no problem. And as far north, you might be able to start getting into Cypress. But if you want to go all the way down to Sugarland, and if you want to go up into, you know, Tomball, the Woodland Spring, you would need paid Google ads or maybe paid Facebook ads. Either way, we can target those areas directly and specifically. Otherwise, it's going to be a little bit more local, north and south of Katy, like I said, you know, heading in towards Cypress to the north, and certainly, you know, Cinco Ranch and closer to home.
I like to see, I mean, I don't want to go big. I want to go with,
right.
with something to show me results and then, you know, go from there. Cause
Right
now, right now I'm kind of testing, Angie.
Okay.
And, it's, you know, I haven't been able to,
You don't love it yet.
Well, not yet because they started sending me leads and then, but I wasn't able to update my profile because I wasn't able to send the review request.
Right.
So why am I bidding on something that I don't have any reviews? You know what I'm saying? So,
right. And, you know, you'll find out more as you continue to test drive that. And I certainly, you know, I would encourage you to give it a fair opportunity. But the downside to that is that you are in a bidding war. Like you said, you have to bid on this job, right? And you're not the only person that gets the same lead. You know, Angie's or Home Advisor, they're going to sell and send that same lead to 6 or even 8 of your competitors. You'll all be paying for that lead whether you get the job or not. And if you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when no one gets the job, a lot of times it's just someone who wants an estimate to try to budget for something in the future. You all pay for that lead, and Angie's or Home Advisor, they're still making their money, you know, and for the bigger jobs, you might be paying over $100 per lead, you know. For some of the smaller jobs, maybe $40, $50, $60. Some of the bigger jobs might be twice that, you know, $120 even for a single lead. And if you don't get that job, it starts to add up pretty quickly for you. So what I would like to do is start with a program that's affordable for you, but still going to get you the right types of coverage that you're looking for and earn your business, okay? Now, if you love the service and you want to hire more guys and take on more work, we can always talk about adding Google Ads later, but I would say the local listing, a website, Facebook, Super Pages, Manta. Do you have a Facebook page yourself, either for you personally or for your business?
For me personally, I do, but not for
you
the business.
But not for your business. That's okay. We don't expect you to have a business Facebook page, but we would build a business Facebook page for you. You'll have access to that, and the Facebook ads will be able to target strategically in the areas that you mentioned, you know, up and down the 90 there. Mm-hmm. Get your phone ringing, okay? Now,
yeah.
It's a flat rate, okay? You're not paying for the lead. You're not chasing down the lead. No matter how many calls you get, no matter how many jobs you do, it's a flat rate. The calls will come to you, and you'll be able to kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. So maybe you do take that bigger job that's going to pay you well for your time, or the smaller job you can get done quickly and move on to the next one. Or maybe you take the job closer to home. Or maybe the materials involved mean it's a higher profit margin, so you're making more money for your time. Like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small, it's a flat rate. Now, because you are a well-established business, you qualify for reduced pricing. We actually call it a legacy rate. Okay, you've got 18 years in the industry, 5-6 years as a business owner, so you certainly qualify for the reduced pricing. We prefer to work with companies that are established, companies that know what they're doing. You can handle more business and still do quality work. You'll be able to stay on that first page, get reviews and things like that. Now, even with the Facebook ads included, you're going to be looking at a flat rate of $299. That's a $300 discount off of the normal cost of the service, so a little bit over 50%. It's a fixed flat rate, meaning it will never go up. and it is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. The website's going to be included, which means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you included at no additional cost. Okay? Now keep in mind, you'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you will be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the Facebook ads or the local PAC result on Google or Bing, or from different directories, or even from your website. Now, keep in mind, Louise, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you. Everything has that click-to-call feature. Now, you will, though, be able to have customers contact you through your website. There'll be a contact form. So they'll tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. And no matter what they type into that form, you're not paying extra for those leads. It's still a flat rate. Anything they type into that form, though, will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with, okay? Now, did you have any questions for me?
No, so far it's good. I can tell you're a very good salesman.
Well, you know, I've been with this company for almost 9 years, okay? April 17th will be my 9-year anniversary. And I have clients that have been with me from the very beginning. But as a company, we have clients that have been with us longer than I have. 10 years, 12 years, 14, 16 years. We've been around since 2004, so for over 17 years as a top option. Mm-hmm. That's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization. So, you know, we definitely know what we're doing. We are a Google Premier partner. We are one of only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's just 41 worldwide. And as a Google Premier partner, our responsibility is as much to Google as it is to you, to make sure your phone is ringing, make sure you're profitable, make sure that you choose to use the service. As long as you're making money, that's good for you, right? And of course, we get our training and our updates directly from Google, and we know the tools and techniques, even the updates to their algorithm. If it's new directories they want us to create or other directories they don't want us to create anymore, we're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you right there on that first page. Okay. Now, one thing that I will do here for you, because I know that you're new to the Angies, okay? And although, you know, we have nothing at all to do with them, so I can't accept any praise for anything good that might happen. I certainly wouldn't wear a black eye for any bad leads that didn't turn into work for you. What I can do, though, is I can make this affordable enough for you to give us the opportunity to earn your business and prove it to you, okay? First of all, you don't have to stop using Angies to be a top option on Google or to get people finding you on Facebook. Although what I would tell you, Luis, is what a lot of my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based system, whether it's the one that you have or Thumbtack, Networks, any of the others, you know, even my clients that have experience and success with their service are still more than happy to scale back on their leads and just have their phone ring. I think every business owner has only ever wanted a potential customer to call them, so you'll probably do what a lot of my clients do. You'll scale back on the leads. You might keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will actually shut their lead
business. They can be pretty pricey, though.
They can be pretty pricey, especially for some of those bigger jobs. Now, you're not any more likely to get the bigger job than you are the smaller job, but you are certainly more likely to pay more for that lead just for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With us, though, big jobs are small. No matter how many calls you get, it's only ever that flat rate, and again, it's exactly that $299. Now, one thing I did want to do, though, let me find that. Where's that promo code? There's a promo code in our system. Oh, there it is. Okay, so I'm going to apply this promo code. And this is not specifically for the Home Advisor or Angie's, but it is for someone who is paying for advertising elsewhere. Now, normally, I would, you know, maybe take 50% off of the setup fee, but I know that, you know, you are new to that service. I also know it's pretty expensive to pay for those leads, and while my goal is to have you get enough work that you don't have to pay for those leads, I'm not expecting you to shut that service off right away. So what I would want to do here for you, I actually want to take 2/3 off the setup fee away, okay? The setup fee is normally $299 just for the setup fee, and that's not for the website, mind you. It's for all of the different directories that we're going to include, the Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, all of that content that we have to create to get you in that local map. Time, resources, and in some cases, a direct cost to create that content. There is, you know, sometimes a $299 setup fee. Like I said, sometimes I'll cut that in half. But in this case, I would want to take two-thirds of that, take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99, and that setup fee, of course, would only attach to that first month. Everything else is that flat rate, and after that first month, it would drop down to that exact amount of $299. Now, the website, not only is the initial construction included, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is also included at no additional cost, which means, again, that we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it. When we send you more work, you can take more photos. We can add more photos to your website. There would never be an additional cost for that. Okay. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. I'll schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we've got all the information that we need to accurately promote your business. So, you know, things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. We would take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Now, if this is something that you want to do for your business, I'm actually required to read what's called a voice verification, Luis. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that we are including the website for you, that we are reducing both the subscription cost and that one-time setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Before we go any further on this, I mean, what you're saying, it gets me, I mean, I think I'll give you guys a try. But right now, I already spent the money that I had for this month on Angie. So give me a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. Give me a call back and I will jump on it and we'll figure something out. I mean, right now, I don't, like I said, I'm trying to generate a job.
You are.
To
of
get money
you are.
And not actually expand it.
Well, I hear you. I do. I definitely hear what you're saying, and I want to help you out here as much as I can, because I know that not only are you having to pay for every lead with that Angie's, you probably paid a membership fee too, right? Like an annual membership fee just to sign up with them?
No. They kind of wear that off. They're just
charging
me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but
here's
the thing. The thing with them is that pretty much the minimum amount that would even say is not gonna help you out is like $300, you know.
Okay.
And what he recommends is $500.
You know why though, right? Because for a kitchen or bathroom remodel, you might pay $100 or $150 just for one lead. And they're not expecting you to get every job. In fact, they don't expect you to get one out of five. And if you're paying, between 80 and, you know, 60 or 80 for a smaller job and, you know, over 100 for a bigger job, you know, he's saying you have to get 5 or 6 or 7 leads to get a job out of it. And that's why he's saying it's going to have to be about $500 or $600, because on average, you're going to spend about $100. Smaller leads smaller jobs might be $60 or $80, but the bigger jobs might be $150 or $160 even for a big kitchen remodel, right? So that's why
for the big jobs,
to spend about $500 or $600 a month. Well, let me do this for you, because I hear what you're saying. You don't want to spend too much money without making money. And boy, I understand what you're saying. I know it's only recently that they're rebranding that company, you know, combining HomeAdvisor and Angie's List into the single entity Angie Leads. But for the last nine years, it was called HomeAdvisor. In fact, your profile page is still on the HomeAdvisor platform. HomeAdvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, a bunch of numbers in HTML. I remember when it was called Service Magic. If you go back long enough, and you've been around.
You might remember
Service Magic, right? Same company, just changed names, changed hands. It's still the same. I think, I don't want to say it's a failed business model because it's successful for them. They always make the money off of the leads, but it's always off of the hard work and efforts of, you know, good business owners like you. I want to do this for you because, you know, I've talked to a lot of business over the years, you know, whether they're using HomeAdvisor or Angie Leads or back in the day when it was called Service Magic. Most of the business owners that I talk to tell me that it's a lot of good money going after a lot of not so good leads, right? And if I can get your phone ringing quickly, the sooner the better, have you not have to pay for those leads, save you some money. I mean, it's the return on investment. That's the most important thing, is how much money you're making off of what you're investing. And if this guy's telling you you're going to have to spend at least $600 a month just to get one job, you know, that might not be in your best interest. But that being said, if you're on the first page of Google, if you've got Facebook ads, you've got a website, you're going to get calls directly to you from people that are not just looking for an estimate, but looking to find the right contractor. And when they're calling you, they're excited to speak with you. So you're going to have a very high conversion rate with our service. So you're definitely going to see the return on investment. That being said, I still know that for most businesses, the investment part of it is important too. So I want to do everything I can do to make this affordable for you. Now, I did say I would take, you know, $200 off of your setup fee. What I would want to do here is waive your setup fee entirely. So not $299 plus the $99 setup fee. I would waive the entire setup fee. It would just be $299. But the other thing that I want to see if I can do, okay, the only thing that I have in my system that is lower than an established business or the legacy rate, the only thing that is lower than $299 for these services is it's in our system as a friends and family rate. Now, I'm not going to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school, but I'd be honest with them. Yeah. And I'd tell them that you are an established business. I'll tell them, though, that you are new to the Angie's. You're already knowing how expensive it would be, and my boss knows how expensive that service is, too. So, you know, if I can be honest with them, and still make the request for the friends and family rate, it's still everything that we talked about, but it would be $249 a month, not $299. It would be $249. Okay. Again, no setup fee. The website's included, all of the different directories and the Facebook ads. So you would be saving an extra $150 off of the lowest rate that I already quoted to you. Okay. To be honest with you, go ahead.
Let me ask you this. Would that be a contract, or can I, if I don't, I mean, if I don't see results right away, it's not like I'm going to walk right away, because I would like to give it a good try, you know?
Of course.
Is that a contract, or how do you guys work on that?
So like you said, any form of advertising, you need to give it a fair opportunity to work, okay? Now, we do work very quickly. It will take us about 3 or 4 business days to build your website. Now, Facebook wants us to tell you 7 to 10 business days to get your ads up and running and start getting your phone ringing. And I always will say that. But in my experience, that's usually worst case scenario. Sometimes it's 7 days or less. Like I said, it's going to take us just a few days to build out your website. Usually your Facebook ads are attached to that website just a few days after that. So it does happen quickly. But, you know, any form of advertising, there's going to be a little bit of a settling in period, and we want to get everything dialed in. I know that your phone's going to ring, that you're going to get at least 1 or 2 jobs quickly, and our service will pay for itself even in that first month. But the second month is going to be even better. I would do this for you. If you can commit to giving us 2 months, you know, 2 or 3 months, give us 2 months, and after that it's month to month, no contract. Okay, completely at will, which would mean that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause it. If you get more work than you can take on or want to go on vacation or pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting us. Okay. Would that be fair enough? Let me message my supervisor real quick. He'll answer right back. Okay. I want to try and get not only the setup fee waived, but I want to try to get that $249, the friends and family rate approved. Okay. If he approves it, that would be the rate to start. Not $299 with a $99 setup fee. There'd be no setup fee and it would be $249. And that, if he approves it, would be the rate to stay. So it would never go up. Now, while I'm waiting for him to respond, let me just get a little bit of information from you. Is it Southland Construction Services? Is that how you would want the business to appear online?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Luis, is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call? And also, is it a good number for us to reach you? Okay. And then the 832-656-1847, it's a smartphone, right? You can receive a text message.
Correct. Yeah.
Like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, most of the time you're just going to get calls. But when someone fills out the contact form on the website to tell you where they live and what they want to have done, you get a text message and also an email. Now, if it's a business email, it will not only be linked to your contact form, it'll also be listed physically on your website. And, of course, either way, we'll use it to contact you about important pieces of information, certainly something that we want you to have for your records. We'll email it out to you. But we do use phone, we use text, we use email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we want to get to you. Luis, do you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Either phone or text is fine.
Phone or text,
Either of the three. I mean, the three I can sometimes if I'm working or do something, I don't answer the phone, but I'm constantly checking my messages and my email.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, perfect.
Any of those
three? That's understandable. Yeah, and there's always going to be a little bit of redundancy built in. Like if we try to call you, we don't reach you, we'll send a quick text message. And, you know, certainly, like I said, for longer pieces of information, we'll want to email that out to you, especially if we want you to have it for your records. Luis, what is a good email address, either for you or for your company?
It's like the company, Southland Construction, SVCS. V.S. and Victor, C.S., at gmail.com.
So Southbound Construction, the abbreviation for services, you said S-C-V-S, right, for services at gmail.com?
S-V-C-S.
S-V-C-S. Gotcha. Yeah, why would I put the C in front of the V? I think I need to refill the coffee cup. And then... I wanted to ask you also about the physical address that I see on the Angie Leeds profile, because I know that you are service-based and you always go out to the customer, right? So no one ever does come to you. And the 20711 Mossy Hill Lane, that's not an address that you would want us to promote for your business online, right?
No.
Gotcha. And is that a home address?
Yeah, that's my home address.
It is your home. Gotcha. And that's actually why I'm asking, Luis. I mean, Google actually knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. And even if it were a shop or an outside office, since you don't see customers coming to you, Google would not want to list any physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would. So they'll just list your city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical address. And then... Van has your last name is Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S, is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
And your first name is Luis, L-U-I-S? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday? When did you want to be listed?
Monday to Friday, basically. I mean, we do occasionally work on Saturdays, but more likely never on
Sundays. Monday to Friday. Okay, so Monday through Friday, you'll take phone calls on Saturday, maybe, you know, go out and do the work if you need to. So Monday through Friday, is that what, 7 to 7?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then do you accept cash, check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, any of those, all of those?
Yeah, all of those.
Hang on a second. I just heard the chime, so my supervisor did respond. Let me pull that up. Okay. It says, Paul, for this well-established business, especially one that's new to HomeAdvisor, he still calls it HomeAdvisor, I would be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $249 with the website included. He says, I'm looking forward to helping this established business to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody who needs something will go online to find that. Oh, it actually says, it's about time you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny. And it's also true. I mean, I don't often go below the established business rate because, you know, especially with the website and everything else, that already puts us below our operating costs. So we're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. And truth, we'd have to earn your
I understand that.
To break even. But our clients stay with it long term because it is profitable. So I'm actually glad he's able to do that. So no setup fee, not $299. It would be $249. The website is included, the Facebook ads too. Now, like I said, I would have to read that voice verification just to let you know that we are including that website, that we've actually waived your setup fee, and that it would be what is officially our friends and family rate, that fixed rate of $249. Now, again, it is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, Mr. Torres, pretty straightforward. Okay? And if it all makes sense at the end of that voice verification, we can move forward from there. Give me just a second to get that pulled up. Okay. All right. So Mr. Torres, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Louise. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. Louise, it says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Southland Construction Services.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Torres, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Luis Torres. I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Luis, as the owner of Southland Construction Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Luis, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Mr. Torres, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically do request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Luis, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct. Yes.
Of course. As long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, we are already aware of the Angie leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. Equally, or perhaps even more important, Luis, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think may also create content for your business online, Mr. Torres, we ask that you at least let us know. Luis, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I tried to House Pro, contact me, but I'm not going to go with them. I mean,
I'm familiar with House as well, kind of another industry-specific directory. And again, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Okay?
Okay.
Now, Mr. Torres, with all of the reductions in the cost of the service, with the website included, not only the reductions that I was able to apply, but with my supervisor allowing me to do the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which we're actually waiving, will be charged today, the 7th of March, in the very discounted officially friends and family rate of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. Luis, it is in fact an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead generation fees whatsoever. My company will incur the hard costs of running the Facebook ads on behalf of your business, and this does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost, okay? Now, like I said, just give us at least 2 months to get this going for you. After that, it is month-to-month, with recurring billing being on the 7th of the month, and that same exact discounted rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, like I said, at will, which does mean that you may discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too, no questions asked or fees involved, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Torres, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Luis, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah, I understand and agree.
And then, Luis, that first payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name, but it's a business card.
It is a business card in your
name. I mean, it's a business card, yeah.
And no middle initial on that particular card, Luis Torres? No middle initial?
It's got my full name. It's Luis Antonio Torres Rangel.
Okay. And then... Luis, you said that was a Visa card, so I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 4427.
Yes, sir.
4221.
Okay.
2771.
Yes, sir.
2779.
Okay, and then the expiration month and year?
Expires... 0227.
02 of 27. And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
814.
So I've got 814 or 814 on the back of the card, and February or 02 of 2027, the expiration date. And then, Luis, was the card itself 4427, 4221, 2771, 2779.
Correct.
And does that bill at the 20711 Mossy Hill Lane in Katy, 77449?
Correct.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And Luis, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The support email, or the client support email, is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. Now, depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive the text message even before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please just let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business here is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call.
I do have the text and the email already.
The text? Okay, yeah, our system is pretty fast. If you open up the text message, it goes right where we want it to go. If you open up the invoice email, it does have your invoice below the body of the email. And in the body of the email, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then click here is, it's in blue and hyperlinked. If you click on that, it goes to where the text message automatically opens, which is Local Splash Terms of Experience. So we are talking about optimizing your Google business profile. And, of course, we'll match the same content on Bing Local. And, of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories. We are doing the landing page. That's your website. We'll do Facebook ads as well. I don't want to walk you through all of this, but if you scroll down about two-thirds of the way, it does say the SMS communication. It does populate the mobile number, the 832-656-1847. We do just want to verify that that is a mobile number, that you can receive text messages there. But since you want to be able to receive phone, text, and email, please do not click the box below it, because that would be to opt out of receiving SMS or text messages. Just leave that box unchecked. But down at the very bottom, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and below it, there it says signature, and above it, there is a box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to actually click on that box. And then in the signature box below that line, that open box with the arrow pointing next to it, we would want you to either type in just Luis Antonio Torres, or you can copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. If you do type it in, it is case sensitive, so the L, the A, and the T capitalized there, but just as it appears there, once you've got that in the box, just click on the confirm signature box below that. Now, Mr. Torres, that does a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you have received that information, that you know that it is that fixed rate, officially friends and family rate of $249, that the website's included, that we've waived your setup fee, etc. The Facebook ads are included as well. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, so we can make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. And, of course, it allows us to release the Google PIN card so that we can verify that you are an active business in the local area. Now, you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it is asking you for your username and your password. When you see that, just let me know.
Yeah, I'm already there. All username.
You are there. Okay. So the username is just your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the number itself. But you don't have to worry about that right now. In fact, it's just the automated system thinking you're trying to access your tracking system, because it's coming from my.localsplash.com. That's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon for your tracking system. And the system thinks you're trying to do that now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you're able to put in a username and a password, it'll actually give you an error message that your page hasn't been created yet. Obviously, your tracking system is not up yet. But we will get that tracking system going, starting with the follow-up call from our client interview technician. Now, we are booked out for both the 4 o'clock and the 5 o'clock hour. So we'll be looking towards tomorrow. The very first available is 9 a.m. The last available is, again, 5 o'clock. And with the exception of 2 o'clock, it looks like there is at least one spot available every hour in between. Did you want, or maybe not?
9 is fine.
9 is fine? Okay, so we'll book it at 9. Yeah. The call itself is scheduled from 9 o'clock until 10 o'clock. But it is a one-hour window for a call that does only take about 25 or 30 minutes. So the call will get to you a few minutes after 9 o'clock, get you off the phone pretty close to 9:30. And again, you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just the basic information that I mentioned earlier and a couple of other things. You will receive a reminder email an hour prior. So at 8 o'clock, you'll receive that reminder your email through our automated system. The call itself is scheduled at 9. You'll also receive a calendar invite. I'm sending it out to you right now to your email. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It is going to have your username, which again is just your phone number without the dashes and spaces, just the numbers itself. Then it's got your name, and then it's got your phone number. Now, in any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include either your username or your phone number. Again, they're basically the same thing. But when we do the client interview, and if you want to jot it down now, they'll give you the photos at localsplash.com email address. You can email the photos team directly. But the support email is the catch-all for everything related to the account. You can email the support team, and everything will get forwarded out to the right department. Okay. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that call right out or shortly after 9 o'clock. But I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you and getting your phone ringing. I'm actually pretty excited, and I'm going to thank my supervisor as soon as I get off this call for allowing me to do a friends and family rate, making this affordable for you. But to be honest, my goal is to get your phone ringing, and if it helps you to scale back and not have to pay so much for those leads, I think that's not only good for you, but it makes me feel pretty good too, because like I said, I've talked to a lot of business owners who have told me about all the money that they spent paying for leads, and especially for guys like you that do the bigger jobs, those lead fees are pretty expensive. So I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Okay?
All right.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Luis. It will be someone from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call tomorrow, but you have a wonderful rest of the night.
All right, man. You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Torres. Thanks again for your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.